chopper down off the Florida panhandle.
11 U.S. servicemen are missing.
Apologies for Oklahoma racist video.
Do I accept the apology? No.
City manager out in Ferguson, Missouri.
We want to be able to move forward as a community.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Heavy morning fog is making it tough for search teams off the Florida Panhandle. 7 Marines and 4 soldiers are missing and now presumed dead after their Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopter crashed. It happened during a routine training mission last night. CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
Weather may have been a factor in this accident since there was a dense fog advisory last night. Because of the fog, it took searchers several hours before they could locate any debris from the wreckage. The debris had finally washed ashore.
The Marines, part of a special ops unit based at North Carolina's Camp Lejeune, and the soldiers from a Louisiana National Guard unit. There have been apologies in the aftermath of the racist fraternity video at the University of Oklahoma, one from expelled student Parker Rice, the other from the parents of a second student. Rice, in a statement, called it a horrible mistake. Michael Ersing is president of Rice's prep school.
My prayers are with him in the sense of his family for the mistake that he made. And, you know, I pray that God's going to change his heart if that's how he feels about it.
And some protesters turned out outside Rice's family home in Dallas.
I have 3 daughters who are biracial. He's chanting about hanging my 3 daughters. So he will see me. I will be out here.
Rice said the video was likely fueled by alcohol, but says that's not an excuse. Now to Ferguson, Missouri, where city manager John Shaw is out in the wake of the federal report that blasted the city's police department and court system for alleged racial bias. 4 others, including a judge, court clerk, and 2 cops, have resigned or been fired in recent days. Some at a city council meeting last night said that's not enough.
Several people showed up to speak out.
Shame on Ferguson Chief and Police Department. Shame on Ferguson's court. Shame on Ferguson's mayor. And
but amid the calls for Mayor James Knowles and Police Chief Tom Jackson to resign, Knowles says,
somebody's got to be here to take care of business. And so, I'm absolutely committed to making sure that we continue to go through that report line by line, issue by issue.
Knowles says a nationwide search for Shaw's replacement will soon be underway. He says Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson's job is not on the line at this time. Jessica Machetta, CBS News, Ferguson.
If Hillary Clinton thought her news conference to address her exclusive use of private email while she was Secretary of State would mollify her critics, she thought wrong. She said it was a matter of convenience, and she's only deleted personal emails.
It would have been better for me to use 2 separate phones and 2 email accounts. I thought using 1 device would be simpler.
I'm Dan Revive. Republicans on a House committee investigating the killing of the ambassador to Libya and 3 other Americans in Benghazi say they have new questions for Clinton about her decision to use only personal email. Skeptics wonder if 30,000 emails she deleted were really entirely non-work related. Clinton was asked if there's any impact on running or not running for the White House next year.
I trust the American people to make their decisions about political and public matters.
Adding she's confident she obeyed all laws and regulations.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will consider Loretta Lynch's attorney general nomination next week. Some Republicans oppose her nomination because she supports President Obama's immigration actions. An appeal could be next after the verdict in the Blurred Lines case. The jury found that Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams song copied Marvin Gaye's 1977 hit, Got to Give It Up. And the jury awarded Gaye's children $7.4 million. They were represented by attorney Richard Bush.
They thought that the Gaye family would not have the resources, they would not have the ability, and they would not have the wherewithal to fight this fight.
Howard King, attorney for Thicke and Williams, says the jury heard it wrong.
I understand there are similarities, but I also understand the notes are different. The songs are not the same. And You know, no one owns a genre, no one owns a groove.
Iraqi-led forces have captured a town on the outskirts of Tikrit, preparing for a major assault on the ISIS-held city. Here at home, CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us a Senate hearing considers the American effort to defeat Islamic extremists.
Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey will all testify. They'll likely face a wide range of questions, from Iran's role in the battle for Tikrit in Iraq to the training and vetting of moderate Syrian rebels, to the expansion of ISIS and what the U.S. can do to stop that. Dempsey, who is just back from Iraq, will likely be asked about his comment that he's concerned about whether the coalition against ISIS is up for the longer-term challenge of confronting extremists in other regions.
Iraqis who worked as translators with American forces during the war say their lives are now in danger, and some are suing the U.S. government. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us with more.
Army Captain Doug Vossen says his translator, nicknamed Frodo, helped him through several deadly situations in Baghdad.
I'd have been dead.
But now, Frodo and his family are hiding from death threats. And 3 years on, there's no sign of the special fast-track U.S. visa he was supposed to get in 9 months. Refugee worker Catherine Reisner spoke with my CBS News colleague Anna Werner.
We see wait times of up to 5.5 years.
So you've seen them far exceeding what Congress said they really should be doing.
Absolutely.
The translators hope this lawsuit will induce the U.S. government to keep its promise to them. Doug Vossen says he thinks about Frodo every day.
He was there risking his life when the United States government came calling, and now when he is at the end of his rope, completely desperate for him and his family, we're not returning the favor. Just not right.
Steve?
Utah lawmakers have approved a bill that would make the state the only one to allow execution by firing squad. Republican Representative Paul Ray was behind it.
What I found was that we did not have a drug cocktail available if we had to do an execution. So I filed a bill that basically said that if we get within 30 days of an execution and there's no drug cocktail available, that we would revert back to the firing squad.
And Governor Gary Herbert has not said whether or not he'll sign the measure. 4 years ago today, the ground shook in Japan. The massive earthquake and tsunami caused a catastrophe that left deep scars.
Over 18,000 dead and missing, almost 250,000 still homeless, whole towns yet to be rebuilt. This volunteer paid her respects in the hard-hit town of Minami Sanriku. She said, "We mustn't let memories of the disaster fade. We must do whatever we can to honor the victims." An additional 3,000 have died in temporary shelters because of shortages of manpower and material. Only 1/5 of replacement homes have been built. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
French police say 15 armed people attacked two vans, tossed out the drivers southeast of Paris, and took off with millions of dollars worth of jewels. The drivers weren't hurt, and the vans were later found burned in a forest. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.